Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Warm welcome, everyone, and wow. This summer is so expansive that it's crazy. I know a lot of people are already feeling this and have been feeling this probably just like me for the entire year. But we are definitely pushed to sit with things that we have avoided for a long time. And yeah, we are really being invited to have these uncomfortable conversations both with ourselves and others, and we are faced with our bad habits and learn to create new patterns and new habits and just a new way of living, a lot of us. So if you're feeling this, feel free to really share in the comments here if you're listening to Spotify or Apple Podcast. And it's just so beautiful to see how we're all, or many of us, are in this boat together, in this very inspiring, challenging, and evolving boat without asking for it. And that's why in today's episode, I really want to talk about boundaries. This is a huge topic, of course, but this is something that has been brought up in client calls. It's been brought up in my personal life, both for me and for the people around me. And it's really the most beautiful and strongest form of self-love. And that's why I really want to talk about it, because it really reflects on what we attract into our lives, how we put up boundaries, or what boundaries we have both towards ourselves and people around us. It really reflects what we then attract into our lives. So since boundaries are like the biggest form of self-love, and also love for the other person, because when we put up a boundary from love, it's really a way to show people how we want to be treated, what we are comfortable with or not comfortable with, and how to keep these people in our lives based on what we are okay with and not. And I think this is where a lot of people pleasers, especially, and coming from a recovered people pleaser, where people pleasers kind of get lost, because saying no or putting up a boundary makes you think that you are rude or just doing something wrong, or someone will like lash out on you for putting out that boundary. And that's not really at all what it's about, but that's the feeling that a lot of people get when we want to put up a boundary, or when we're thinking about it, or when we're doing it. It's the fact that we're so scared of the other person's reaction. And that is the reason why a lot of people don't put up boundaries, which instead causes most people to just like ghost or just slowly disappear out of your life, or yeah, whatever it might be. Because if we don't have these uncomfortable conversations and put out these boundaries, we will not be able to have that person in our lives, or we're going to be very upset with having that person in our lives and be like bothered by this person and triggered by this person because we're not telling this person or communicating to this person how we want to be treated and loved. And there's so many ways of how you can set boundaries. Boundaries for me are boundaries that are set from love. From love in how I love myself, and from love with how I love this person in question and how I want to keep this person in my life. But a lot of boundaries today are set from a trigger. So meaning that when you are fed up, or when you're triggered, when you're acting or reacting, when you're sad, when you're angry, then you tell this person, this is how I want to be treated. And that is, for me, not a boundary, not a healthy one. Anyway, that's not a healthy boundary, because you are pushed to your limit. So you are pushed beyond your boundaries before setting it. And of course, I do this and have been doing this as well. Like, once again, I'm not a perfect person. But what I've been doing for the last couple of years is that I set the boundary very early on. So when I see a behavior that it's like, okay, this is not going to work out for me, either I just remove myself. Either I'm just like, okay, I'm not even going to get into this with this person. Like, it's someone that I'm dating or whatever it might be. I'm very clear that I'm just like, thank you so much for whoever you are, whatever you're doing, but this is not how I want to be loved, or this is not working out for me. Like, I wish you all the love and all the best, but thank you very much, this is not working out for me. That is one case of setting a boundary when you like directly see that this is not something that you want in your life at all. And I can still do this with friends or past friends when it comes to the point where I'm like, okay, so you are overstepping or not respecting my boundaries multiple times, even though we've been talking about this, then I simply remove myself. So this is very important in toxic relationships, or whatever someone wants to call it, abusive relationships especially, I would say. It's not a question of, you are not supposed to talk about this 15 times and this person not respecting your boundaries over and over again. This is like, you set a boundary and you hold that boundary. If that boundary is not respected, you remove yourself, period. So that's like probably the most difficult part with the boundaries, to actually holding that boundary, because people will not respect your boundaries. Some people will not respect your boundaries. The people that I have around me right now are very respectful of my boundaries. So when I put up a boundary, they're like, I hear you, I see you, thank you for telling me this. And that's because I'm the exact same way when it comes to the people around me. That if I some way make you upset or uncomfortable or angry or whatever, or if I cross a boundary in which I had no idea about, I'm extremely respectful when it comes to people's boundaries and always like say sorry and change my behavior if that works for me. If it doesn't, then we have to talk about the relationship overall, obviously. But that's not a problem usually when there's two people that do some type of self-work, self-healing. This is usually not a problem at all. And when there are two people who can actually communicate, this is not a problem. But what I do want to talk about is the fact when people overstep or don't respect your boundaries over and over again, or actually just once, honestly, you need to remove yourself. That is your job when you have set a boundary. And this is something that I have struggled with earlier in my life, that I forgive people and accept more than I should have, which means that I don't remove myself in time and create more pain and suffering for myself and resentment towards that person, which is like not good for anyone. No matter what that person has done, resentment only hurts, actually only hurts me. But setting boundaries from love, so meaning before this trigger, before someone overstepped your boundaries, you can communicate in calm and controlled ways how you want to be treated. What you see as a problem, or what you can see that this is not working out for me, or this is this and this is that, to actually be able to communicate, like, this is important for me. And I know this is so scary for a lot of us, because this means that we can, yes, get a reaction that we don't want, and yes, this person can leave us. And like a lot of people have abandonment issues, me included. So most people are biologically scared of being abandoned, because that means that it's a biological thing that we think that we are left by the group or left by the pack and then we're gonna die. So this is a biological response. But as I've mentioned, this is the highest form of self-love, because you put a value on yourself, you value yourself higher, and you are clear on how you want to be treated and how you want to be loved. And you're also giving others a chance to stay in your life based on your boundaries. And yes, some people will leave. Some people will not respect your boundaries, but there are so many people that will respect your boundaries, that will thank you for putting up a boundary, and that will stay in your life, and you will have an even better relationship with them. And that's why we have boundaries. That's why boundaries are so important, because we deepen our relationships with people around us. So here we have to work with either the fear of losing something or doing something, putting up a boundary, or the gain we can actually get from it, meaning that we will be less stressed, triggered, we will deepen the relationship to this person in question. And yeah, there's so many pros to keeping boundaries and holding boundaries and communicating your boundaries. And this is the most important part, how we communicate our boundaries. So as I mentioned, when we communicate our boundaries, when we are triggered or when someone has crossed a boundary and we are angry or sad, we will not communicate this boundary 9 times out of 10 or more than that from a good place. Meaning that most likely we will attack this person in any type of way or push this person away from us or just shut off, like shut down. So this is the fight, flies, freeze, fawn response that is triggered when you are angry, sad, whatever it might be. So when your nervous system feels attacked or scared in some type of way. So putting up a quote unquote boundary, which is an unhealthy boundary, when you are triggered or angry, this will most likely not be received in a very good way, and it will be more difficult to solve the issue at hand. And actually, to have that person also respect your boundary in the long run. However, when you speak from an I perspective, so I feel this way and I need this because of this and this and this, whatever it might be, and you speak from your heart, meaning you put that boundary up from your heart, from love, once again, for yourself and the other person in question, it is so much easier for that person to adapt to your boundary, to respect this boundary, and for you guys to communicate and find a way that works for both of you. And also for that person to realize that you might have been hurt by this behavior, or realize why you're putting this boundary up, meaning that you can start to get to know each other better. Because when we don't communicate in healthy ways from our heart, from our heart center, it will most likely just hurt ourselves and other people around us. And we will lose people that we care about because of this. And we will stay with resentment towards this person in a lot of the cases because we were not able to communicate our boundaries. So what we're actually mad at or have resentment towards is ourselves, because we did not put up boundaries and we did not follow through with those boundaries. Because when we don't put up boundaries and when we don't follow through and actually, as I said earlier, remove ourselves when a boundary is crossed and not respected, we in extension do not respect ourselves. So that's usually the resentment that we have towards other people, is a resentment towards ourselves, because we have not respected our own boundaries and not communicated in a good way and not respected our own value. So obviously I love to talk about boundaries a lot, because it's so important for a healthy life and a healthy relationship to ourselves and people around us. And now I talked about boundaries towards other people, but the boundaries that we have towards ourselves are just as important. We have to put up boundaries towards ourselves in order to love ourselves better. To be like, okay, I'm not going to be okay with this, so we are not doing this anymore. Every time I talk to myself in this way, I will start to do this instead. So you kind of put up rules for your own mind in a way. And also, once again, follow through on boundaries that you set towards yourself and other people around you. So people who have a lack of boundaries, or some people basically don't have any boundaries at all, become boundaryless and accept way too much. We accept way too much from other people and also ourselves, because the relationships that we have around us usually reflect the relationship that we have to ourselves and our inner world. And if we have a lot of people without boundaries or with a lack of boundaries around us, or people that does not respect your boundaries, that usually reflects the lack of boundaries that you have towards yourself and how you're not valuing your own worth and your own boundaries. So there are so many ways in which we can work with boundaries, but I really want to put an emphasis in this first episode about boundaries, because I will probably get into more detail later on in this podcast, but just an overview of how important boundaries actually are and how they actually are the highest form of self-love and love towards other people. And if we have self-love, we can have love for people around us. So once again, we live in a mirroring universe. What you have around you, the people around you, are mirrors of you. People that trigger you are mirrors of you and your inner world and what you don't want to see in yourself. And as you start to love yourself deeper, you can meet yourself on deeper levels with more honesty towards yourself. Because this is not a blaming game. This is not a putting up a boundary because that person is a fucking idiot. This is I take responsibility for how I want my life to look like and what type of people I want in my life and how I want the relationship to myself to look. So this is so much deeper than the way that you want to be treated. This is your entire relationship to yourself that then will continue to be reflected from your external world. So I really hope this found someone that needed to hear this today. And once again, in the comment section, I know there's a comment section on Spotify. I'm not 100% sure when it comes to Apple Podcast if you're listening there, but share with me. I love to see your stories. I love to see how this lands in your system, because this is why I do this. This is for you guys to be able to get support and hopefully new insights, or just to help you guys in any type of way, wherever you are in the world. So once again, please share with me, and I would love if you rate the podcast or share it in any type of way. It's an honor to be here, and it's an honor that you are listening to this for me. I am so happy that this reaches each and every one of you. And I really want to remind you that the more love you have for yourself, the more love will be reflected back to you in the external world. So I love you so, so much. And you will hear from me soon. Bye. Thank you.